From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 943rd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Ferlin Husky.
This moment of love is tender and true. This moment of love will tie me to you, for you are the one that I've waited for. And now it is here, never to fear this moment of love. Stars seem a little bit nearer, the moonlight peeks through the trees. Each kiss a little bit nearer, this is heaven to me. Oh, oh, this moment of love is here in my heart, surrendering all my love to your shore. Please hold me tonight, your heart next to mine. Without you I know it couldn't be so, this moment of love. Stars seem a little bit nearer, the moonlight peeps through the trees. Each kiss a little bit nearer, this is heaven to me. Ooh, this moment of love is ours for tonight. And if it should fade and pass out of sight, each day I would live the memory of. I'll never forget, never regret this moment of love. This moment of love.
Oh, thank you so much, friends. We're real glad to have all of you in to visit with us at the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star cast, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Pete Stamper, the Jordanaires, String Bean, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Yes, Grant, and our special guest, a young fellow who's been one of my favorite opera stars for a long time, Justin Tubb. Well, we have the neighboring state of Kentucky to thank for the pretty southern belles, fine horses, and one of the funniest fellas I believe I've ever seen in all my put-togethers. Let's make a fine welcome now for Pete Stamper.
Thank you, Burr. I brought my hometown paper with me tonight on account of it made mention of the fact that I was aiming to be here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. In fact, last week it said I was aiming to be here this week, and this week it said I was aiming to be here tonight. And, of course, next week it'll say I was here last week. We don't get much news down there, but we make the best of what we do get. In fact, I brought my paper with me. This is last Thursday's paper. It comes out every Thursday. And the main news it was telling about was a little fire that we had down home this last week. Never did say what burned, but it did say here on the front page that the building ordinarily would have went up in 2 hours, but our volunteer fire department got there, and with a lot of hard work and determination, they managed to keep it going pretty near it all day. We're real proud of our fire department down home. It's little, but we're proud of it. In fact, it's made up of just 5 men and a little dog that they carry with them. That's in case they forget where a fire hydrant is, the dog finds it for them. I was real glad to get this one paper, though, on account of the picture that it's got in it. That's a picture of a girl that I used to spark when I was living up home. Well, I don't care who it is. It's Naomi Lou Whitaker's who it is. And the reason she got her picture in the paper is on account of last week, our lightning rod salesman down home had a convention, and she was there, and they voted Naomi Lou Miss Lightning Rod of 1957. And she was real proud of it. Of course, I don't know. I always think of a lightning rod as being something kind of... Well, I guess it is, or she would never have a chance at it. Of course, you probably can't see the picture there, but she's not too pretty. I hate to say that because it ain't her fault, because all her life she's had sort of kind of a skin defect, sort of a kind of a breaking out. It's really the itch is what she's had. Of course, that'd have been all right if she just forgot it and let it go at that, but she was always trying to find a cure for it. In fact, she come over at my house one day right after I'd read in a magazine where it said you could take a milk bath, take a bath in milk, and it would help your skin, and she went home, took her one. Of course, it didn't do any good. It might have if she'd have took a bath, but they didn't have no tub at her house, so she put the cow up in the loft and took her a shower, but it still didn't do any good. The one thing, though, it kind of always made her self-conscious, and she'd try to cover it up. One Saturday, we was getting ready to go to town there, and she'd always put face powder on it, but this one day, she ran out of face powder, and she just went to the flour barrel and got her some flour and put on her face. Of course, it turned out to be a hot day, and it's self-rising flour. In fact, by the time we got to town, it looked like she'd broke out in little biscuits all over. I've got to go, Curlin, so I'll see you. Well, we'll never be the same after that. Thank you so much, Pete. Now, a real big welcome for the young Decca record star and one of the finest country singers at the Grand Ole Opry, Justin Tubb.
Thank you, Berlin.
Justin, I noticed before I called you out before we came on that you had some fishing gear with you. You going fishing?
Well, Furlan, I've been working a little bit here in the past 2 or 3 weeks, and I thought I might take a few days off and go fishing. Why don't you go with me?
I'd like to, but I got to go to Iowa and Minnesota, I think, next week.
I see.
And work a little.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Fish later, though.
Okay.
Before you leave, you're going to sing for us.
I hope so. How about one called If You'll Be My Love?
I will.
If you'll be my love, come on, baby. If you'll be my love, I'll kiss you like a baby.
Baby, baby.
Hug you like a baby.
Baby, baby.
Treat you like a baby.
Did you have a good time last Thursday?
Halloween? I sure did. I was really spooking it up. Then we had a party, and a fellow just sort of sat around and relaxed and enjoyed a smoke.
Pipes packed with Prince Albert smoking tobacco,
yes,
no doubt.
Yes, sir. It's just fine the way Prince Albert goes along with holidays and parties and good times.
Well, I think that's because fellas have a good time smoking Prince Albert, Grant. It's always fresh and cool. Always real comfortable and always tasty.
Yes, sir, isn't that the tastiest taste you ever tasted?
Rich, natural tobacco taste. And me, I really go for PA's crimp cut. It lets you pack your pipe real firm and even, and lets you smoke it real long and lazy and comfortable.
Hey, crimp cut PA is for all you fellas who roll your own, too. Let you roll a smooth-smoking cigarette every time.
Yes, sir. Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the naturally tasty flavor and all the comfort you can get when you smoke Prince Albert.
Well, here comes the grand old Opera Square Dancer now with an old-fashioned hoedown going around. So let's everybody dance to a tune while Shorty Lavender picks out on the fiddle, Old Joe Clark.
Yes, hey!
By the right, it's turning by the left.
Wait,
hey! On the way, don't give you on. Honey, baby, in the first night, just hold it up right back. And swing that ass like a girl and just play your name. Hey, back, lady, give him a chance. Hey, back, yes. All this is in the swinger and gone for a halfway. Don't just wait that long. Oh, don't get on the car. Wait around, you see that the whole thing. Why not take yours? Oh, don't walk. You can walk, don't you see that the fly? Just swing your arm, partner, till you die. Oh, boy, watch him go. He's cutting up now, take your partner, swing in and swing out. Wait around and turn about. Oh, swing your arm, baby. Don't get your arm, partner, and
come on, baby.
Well, it's been often said the Grand Ole Opry has a little of everything for a lot of folks. That's sure true when you start and remember that along with all the singing and dancing and fun, we always pause for a sacred song in our opera shows. Tonight we've picked one of our numbers we have on Capitol Records. We hope you like it. Hope it has a message for you. One called Saith the Lord.
Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself. Covet not his home nor wealth. Oh, let us be of one accord. Help him to build upon a rock. Be not a stumbling block. Oh,
love thy neighbor
as thyself, saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Whenever we practice what we preach, the heavenly gate good neighbors will reach. The master is waiting, patiently waiting, our names to recall.
Showing the glory he's bound to find. When sinful ways are left behind.
Oh, love thy neighbor
as thyself,
saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Thank you, folks. Well, sir, here's what happens when a fine old country tune gets played by one of the greatest. Here's Wildwood Flower, done up by Chester Atkins.
Thank you.
That's wonderful, Chet. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, when you're up here like I am, right smack dab in the middle of the Grand Ole Opry, there's so many highlights in the show that's almost impossible to pick your favorite. So let me just say, here's a real high spot in everybody's Saturday night. Miss America type lady that's celebrating her 17th anniversary here with the Grand Ole Opry. Let's make her welcome. She's got all the gossip of Grinder Switch. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm so proud to be here. Well, he's telling the truth. I am celebrating my 17th anniversary tonight. I never will forget it. I'm just as proud tonight as I was 1940 back there when I come up here. I never will forget that night. I was just a baby. 17 years ago when I come up here, I was just 2 years old. They just carried me in here. Looks like they're going to poke me out the same way. Well, so though I tell you now, him talking about, didn't you call me America, sweetheart, or something like that?
Miss America type.
Oh, well, Miss America. I've had a feller call me Miss America. I did. I was proud the day I heard this feller. He called me Miss America. I was real proud until 2 weeks later I found out he had a heifer, a prize heifer he called Miss America. Well, so though I tell you now, him talking about, didn't you call me America, sweetheart, or something like that?
Miss America type.
Oh, well, Miss America. I've had a feller call me Miss America. I did. I was proud the day I heard this feller. He called me Miss America. I was real proud until 2 weeks later I found out he had a heifer, a prize heifer he called Miss America. So I didn't feel so good about it after that. But I tell you, we had an awful big Halloween up there at Grinder's Switch, but I kind of hate for Halloween to come around. I'm always kind of glad when it's over. I get so tired of people telling me, why don't I take off my mask? All the time, take off your mask, especially when I ain't wearing one. Oh, it makes me mad. But we had a real nice time up at Grinder's Switch Thursday night. We had our annual and yearly Halloween party, and everybody come up there in all kinds of scary costumes. You never seen so many scary people in your life. Old Slim Rankin, we had an awful ruckus about him. Slim is the skinniest man at Grinder's Switch. Oh, he's skinny. I declare if he didn't have an Adam's apple, he wouldn't have no shape at all. Now, I'm telling you the truth. And he had on one of them skeleton costumes. And that thing was surreal. That skeleton costume was surreal. That old Flood Smeed's old dog took him out and buried him 3 times. It was bad. And Ruth Barnes was there. He had his 2 little twin girls. He named them both for me. I declare, I never forget when it happened. See, when the stork flew in with the first little girl, Ruth named her Minnie. And then when he heard that he had 2 girls, he named the other one too Minnie. Much too many. But during the party the other night, oh, it was so exciting. During the party, some smart aleck went and turned out all the lights so it'd be really scary. And while the lights was out, somebody just kissed me. Oh, I never have saw nothing like it in my life. Just really kissed me. When the lights come back on, I says to my feller Hezzy, he was standing there by me, I said, Hezzy, that sure was some kiss you give me just now. He said, now look here, I didn't kiss you, but I'm gonna find the feller that did, and I'll learn him something. I said, well, you can find him if you want to, but I don't believe you can learn him nothing. But Hezzy!
Hey, Minnie, wait a minute. Tomorrow starts Optimist Week, and suppose a guy's not feeling so optimistic. You know of anything that'll perk him up?
Oh, sure. I thought all the fellers know that. Thing to do is start enjoying Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Start with your next pipe full. PA lets you enjoy life. Start you looking on the bright side.
And Prince Albert is just the ticket for always fresh, always cool, always comfortable smoking tobacco. Best of all, you'll really like the rich, natural tobacco flavor of P.A. Whether you pack your pipe with Prince Albert or roll your next making cigarette with P.A. and an OCB paper, pipe smoker or making man, get all the good taste and solid comfort you should from your pipe or making cigarette with Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The fruit Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, how about another singing visit from our guest star, Justin Tubb? Okay, it's all yours, Justin.
Thank you a whole lot. Here's one we hope the folks might enjoy, one we've been singing around here for the past 2 or 3 months called I Got a Lot of Living to Do. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Well, there's a moon that's a big and bright in the Milky Way tonight. But the way you act, you never would know, sir. Oh, baby, time's a wasting. A lot of kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get my share. Well, I got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of loving to do. Come on, baby. Make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of loving to do. There's more you would rather do than with you. Well, there's a balmy little breeze that's whistling through the trees, and it's telling you to pitch a little woo with me. Why don't you give a listen? You'll never know what you've been missing. Pull up real close and be my little honey, babe. Got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of love to do. Come on, baby. Make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of loving to do. There's no one who I'd rather do it with than you. Well, there's no one who I'd rather do it with than you. Well, there's no one who I'd rather do it with than you.
Thank you so much, Justin Tubb. Now, friends, I'd like to see how much noise you can make for my squirrel hunting buddy, Long Lanky String Bean. Hey!
When you walk up to the jukebox and you slip a nickel in, you can bet your bottom dollar when that rack starts to spin, you'll hear that fiddle and the guitar with that honky-tonky sound. It's that hillbilly fever that's spreading all around. Oh, the hillbilly fever going around. Or that good old mountain music got me down. It's got me Robbie Castle sword around and slipping around. Hillbilly fever going around. When you get that jumpy feeling and you don't know what is wrong, don't you worry about it, brother, there's a brand new mountain song. Got the whole darn country rocking with that big apple bee. It's that hillbilly hoedown that'll shake your feet. What hillbilly fever going around. All right, good old mountain music got me down. I spent a Sunday down in Tennessee and here's what I found. Hillbilly fever going around. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. When that love bug buzz around you and you don't know you've been stung, and you go to see the doctor and he said, poke out your tongue. But when he looks into that canyon, tells your brother, I've got news. You're a victim of sweet daddy and you got telepathic blues. Oh, the hillbilly fever going around. All right, good old mountain music got me down. I stopped in Chattanooga to get a shine and I heard the sound. Hillbilly fever going around.
Thank you, String Bean. Well, it's time for me to sing one. I haven't sang one for a while. I'd like to do this one and dedicate it to everybody that bought one of the records. It's been one of my best, and I appreciate it and love every one of you for doing it. The Jardinaires and Miss Millie, one called Gone.
Since you've gone, the reason
why I cry. Love divine once was mine. Now you've gone. Since you've gone, my heart, my tears and mine, a lonely soul within me cries. I acted smart, broke your heart. Now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
Come calling for you in the old buckboard. At that time, Porter Wagner will be in the driver's seat, and Porter's bringing along with him all the way from the West Coast our special guest star, Mac Wiseman. Till then, this is Furlin Husky saying cheerio, toodaloo, we had a ball, hope you did too. We'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.